Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
What's up, congregation? It's your girl, Scam Goddess, back for another installment of Yes, Scam Goddess. I named the show after me. I'm Lacey Mosley, and I'm so excited to have our amazing guest here. He is bi-coastal, and thank goodness was here filming his new Netflix show that he's also producing with his comedy group, Astronomy Club. Astronomy Club on Netflix, y'all. He's also one of the three amazing hosts of Black Man Can't Jump in Hollywood, which is one of my favorite podcasts, which I recently got to do. And it was so fun. Everybody, Jonathan Braylock.
What's up? Yeah.
Hey, are you? Hey, I love the extra.
I had to come in hot.
I need it, and I truly need it. Truly, the people who listen to this our congregation, they're always like, "You guys are really wired. Why are you yelling directly into the microphone? Just turn your sound
just
down.
Just turn it down. Just turn. You know what it is
Quit
already.
Playing with me.
You've been listening to this for a while now. Right. You know you got to turn this down when you start listening to it.
You know I'm gonna be raggedy. Deal with it. Oh gosh. So wait, John, what's your relationship with scams?
Oh man, so I was thinking about this on the way over here. I was like, because here's the thing, I'm definitely a person who makes sure I'm not getting scammed. Mm. You know what I mean?
Like, I mean,
I'm
on the lookout. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So that's a home for a lot of scams.
Yes, I was born in New York. I grew up there. I also grew up in Jersey, and then went back. And like, I was like, you know, I'm always looking for the scams. I don't think I scam people, but I definitely look for shortcuts sometimes. You know what I mean?
Look for shortcuts. You know. What a rebrand. Look, I'm not necessarily breaking the law. I'm just looking for a shortcut around the law.
It's in the bylaws or something. You know, if it's not there in black and white, you know, maybe there's a way to skirt around it. And I'm like, hey, you know what I mean?
You sound like a scammer, John. those are the words.
I don't cheat people out of money.
Okay, yeah, I don't do that.
That's
either.
What I don't do.
Yeah, I don't do that either.
You know,
maybe the government, but everyone else. No, just kidding. Government, I know you're listening. I'm paying y'all every penny that you deserve. I hope you know.
Hey,
okay, and happily.
Truly, the richest people in America are scamming the government constantly.
Constantly. It's so deeply unfair.
Let's be real about it.
It's the middle class who's actually out here doing the work, but then our billionaires, like, your money is in some fucking island.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you fucking assholes.
When you get some money and you, like, if you have your own business or you become, like, an S Corp, like a lot of us people have to do in the entertainment business, you realize how much of a scam it all is. It's like, you can just start writing things off like left and right.
Everything. Write off every single thing.
Everything that you were using before, but you ain't getting no tax return for that.
Listen,
it's all of a sudden my cell phone bill is a business expense.
Oh yeah, it is. And
come
these earrings and this gym membership. Mm-hmm.
This gym,
and these
the
lashes.
Netflix, my Netflix subscription, all of it.
Everything. The only thing that I'm a little mad about right now, and I'm probably going to leave my accountant, is that he's like not shady enough. Like, I feel like he's lazy as fuck. Like, not only is he not getting me returns on shit, like, he told me when I went to Georgia to shoot my show, they were gonna take 6% of my income. 6%.
Okay.
My lawyers get 5, right? Yeah. Georgia's taking 6.
Okay, yeah.
Bro, I'm like, y'all ain't even help me with this shit. For y'all taking 6%, y'all better do some paperwork or something, bitch. You better come out here and put on a motherfucking swimsuit, Georgia, Florida girls.
The funniest thing about that is 6%. Is low compared to what some states try to take from you. Like, New York City.
But I don't live in Georgia.
Yeah, no, I, yeah, definitely.
So it's like Cali getting theirs.
Right.
Georgia gonna pull up
but
to the function.
Cali shouldn't
late.
Be getting it really if you're working the, you know what I mean? You're not even working. I don't even understand.
Well, so I was talking to him about it and I was like, yeah, so what can we do about this? And he said, what you mean, what can we do? You gonna pay it. I said, Nick, what? I gotta get rid of your ass. The fuck? I want a Better Call Saul ass lawyer. Are you fucking kidding me? I want you in cheap shoes,
right.
cheap suits. I want you constantly sweating.
That's
okay?
Right. That's right.
I need to know I'm getting the best stretch
Absolutely.
Of the law.
Tax accountants should always be looking ways to scam the government.
Literally.
That's what we pay you for.
I was like, this is lazy as fuck. I can go just pay them what I owe them. That's not why I called you.
Honestly, sometimes I, like, with the first tax account I had, we had it for black... Well, maybe I shouldn't say this, but anyway, I won't put anybody
well,
on blast.
Yeah, you had
but
it.
We had it, you know, for a business, and I was just like,
so scammy.
What
sounding.
Is this person doing for us at all? Because I'm doing all the work. I'm plugging in all the expenses.
I'm
doing all the write offs, and then I just give it to this person. They're like, great, and then they send it in. I was like, wait, what did I just pay you for?
That'll be $1,800.
I was like, wait, what did I pay you for? He's like, I emailed it to him. I'm like, nigga, I can do that with TurboTax.
Like, right? I was like, I'm going back to the block.
Wait.
Fuck this. I'm about to be at H&R Block like, all right, y'all, this is my LLC. This is my Tammy. Tammy, is that your name? What do you do for the non-tax months? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, you work at a craft store. Wonderful. Now get down on these taxes. Because I'm sick of this shit. Oh, man.
Also, full transparency, my wife is the spokesperson for H&R Block.
Hell yeah. See? And I love them.
Mm-hmm.
I would also like to be the spokesperson. Y'all hear that? I'm trying to get everybody taxes lit. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get into it. So the first segment of this show is called What's Hot and Fraud. So we like to prevent our congregation from getting scammed. Unless it's by me. If it's a scam that I'm offering, I fully need everyone to participate. You will have a good time.
Right, right.
Yeah.
That's right. We don't cheap people. We don't cheat
exactly.
people, but we get the money.
But yeah, exactly. You see, Jonathan came in here trying to be all coy. Talking about, I thought about this on my way over here. Like, scam, something I'm not familiar with. Never done it. He is a full-blown scammer. Full-blown. I'm calling it. So we also have people sending little messages. Mm-hmm. Guys, if you've retired a scam or a scam's been run on you and you want to share to our podcast audience, please, scamgoddess@gmail.com. And today we have a listener who wrote in. Mm. I never say the listeners' names, but you'll know who you are. I'm going to call you Shandy.
Okay, Shandy.
All right.
What'd you say?
Shandy. So she says, when I was a little girl, we didn't have a lot of money growing up. So my parents couldn't afford to send me to fancy dance classes. But I was able to join the dance team at my church for free. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
We were called Daughters of Zion.
Woo! Okay. I know all about it.
Come on, Daughters of Zion.
I know all about that.
Wait, what do you know about that?
Not that I know specifically about Daughters of Zion, but I know about the church lingo. I'll just say that.
Wait, what? How do you know?
We were deep in it.
You were deep in it?
Oh, yeah. I was deep.
Did you do any performances at church?
I was since I was in fifth grade, I was acting in the church doing play, and I went to Times Square Church, which is they don't call themselves a mega church. They don't have other locations, but there's about 8,000 people that go to that.
Okay,
church.
So it's a pretty large.
So it's a really large, and they actually the church is inside what used to be a Broadway theater, so it's like a full Broadway theater.
Oh, wow!
So like,
so you're getting that experience. There's a church out here like that. That's in like an old performance place.
Right.
It had like old timey like Greek kind of pictures of like painted on the walls.
Yes, yes, yes.
And so they never, instead of just painting the walls of the church, they had somebody put clothes on the people. Like they hung drapery and like stapled it over the naked body. I was like, oh shit! And that church is a mega church,
right?
I was like, if y'all don't paint these damn walls with this money I done gave y'all, I'm waiting. I go in every week. Like, where my benevolence go? Because it didn't go to Sherman Williams like I asked it to.
Wow.
So wait, but I actually know a little bit because Draw told me that you are like big on the church.
Yes,
the
yes,
church.
Yes. I mean, I had a whole faith journey that happened, and I've learned to separate Christian culture from like the principles of Christianity that I respect. Rena, you got to do that. But it's hard. It's a hard process. And especially if you go into church every Sunday, sometimes on the Tuesday night prayer session or the Friday night youth service, you know, you're in it.
Yeah, that's a lot.
You're in it.
I try not to get to know people at church because I want to have everyone stay pure in my heart.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be in the gossip in the church and be like, you know, I saw her counting up the offering. Okay. It was the love offering. I thought she put some in the pocket. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to be so deep in it that I know past gossip. But yeah, okay, so you performed at the church.
I performed at the church.
What kind of plays? Were you baby Jesus?
I was never baby Jesus, but I definitely was Jesus at one point.
I played
the devil once. Mm-hmm.
What is the devil's lines?
Wait, hold on now. Let me explain this now. It was actually a play where it was like, I guess because the Devil's Advocate had come out recently. Mm-hmm. So it was like a play. It was kind of like that, where it was a person was on trial and the person who was on trial was a Christian and God was the judge and Jesus and I was the prosecutor.
The devil's AKA the prosecutor. He not the witness.
Nah, he's the prosecutor. He's like, this person's guilty. You got to send him to hell. And Jesus was the defender.
Okay.
You understand?
Yes, no, I fully understand.
I was in high school. Oh. Oh, no. Was I in high school? Mm-mm. I think I was in middle school.
Oh, even better.
It was this huge before, like, and, you know, I had to be like, yeah, this person did this and this person did that and this
what
person did this.
What kind of stuff were they doing that you were like, oh, oh
they,
you know,
they, like they were having sex and ooh, they were
y'all
married.
Said sex up in the church?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is a spicy play.
Uh-huh. And, they cursed out their mom. Mm-hmm. You know
well,
what I mean?
In that case, all the white kids are going to hell. Shut up,
you know,
mom,
all
you
these
bitch.
Things. And then, of course, the end of the play is like, the person's like, wait, but you got saved? Then you good, bro.
Oh, I love that. You know? That's what I'm banking on. Yeah. Is that like when I get older, mm-hmm. or at least that I'll have like a couple seconds before I die where I can be like, I'm so sorry.
Purified.
You know, gotta get it. So this girl, she, Shandy. She was in the Daughters of Zion. Yeah, that was a tangent, guys. Mm-hmm. We're back. So, Shandy, the Daughters of Zion. And this was like a conservative church in the South in the 1990s. So, I have a full picture of this.
Yes.
This is the kind of church mm-hmm. I went to. At one point, two families showed up to our church who said that they were Ukrainian refugees. There were two moms, sisters or old friends, I think, and their daughters. The two of them were about 15 or 16, and the other two were my age, 7 or 8. The girls, who were all very legitimate gymnasts and dancers, joined our rinky-dink little church dance group. These women would take their daughters around to local churches, put on a dance performance. Ribbon dance was all the rage at the time. Yes, it was very lit in the 90s.
Ribbon dancing, yep.
Tell a harrowing story of a fleeing violence and collect an offering from the congregation. She said she got really close to these girls and they attended her birthday parties. We had sleepovers and they were my friends. And one day they just disappeared. They left town with no explanation. About a year ago, I asked my mom, whatever happened to the Ukrainian girls? And she told me this. They would go around the whole country dancing at churches and collecting cash offerings, then move on to the next. They weren't refugees. And those girls, my parents later learned that they weren't even their daughters and none of them were related.
Oh, damn.
You love to see it.
Okay. Man, that hurts. That hurts. Because, you know, those people were trying to help somebody else.
But they did help them.
I guess you're right. They did.
Maybe the story wasn't the actual story. Right. Maybe these women are from Wisconsin. Maybe they're just great actors and dancers mm-hmm. from New York who realize they could take their show on the road. Mm-hmm. But did they not anoint y'all mm-hmm. with a ribbon dance in his name?
That's true.
You know, isn't that worth
that's a good point.
A love offering?
Right. I mean, they became friends, like, you know, they it sounds like they befriended some people.
Exactly.
Made some relationships.
Right. Y'all was having sleepovers. Those sleepovers were fun. You got to learn dance moves from trained gymnasts. They probably went to the Olympics after that. That's how they make their money on the off season.
Right.
They go do traveling.
I guess if you think about it, like if they just were living off that money and just for whatever reason, they're like, this is the work. This is our work.
Right.
Our job is this. Is it really that bad?
I mean, what's the difference between that and what we do? We're entertainers and we're like, hey, I'll entertain you. Give me money, please.
Yeah.
And I will give you entertainment.
Right.
I think that's what happened here.
It's true.
But I'm sorry you lost your friends like that, girl, because they just packed up in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's sad because you were just a kid and you just wanted to hang out with your friends.
You're like, whatever.
She's calling for a sleepover and they're like, nah, nobody's
like, hey, is Svetlana over here? We were supposed to go see Barney live. Oh, Svetlana? All the windows are open. All the doors are open. They just gone.
They're gone. Never to be seen again.
Really? You probably never even knew their real names. Oh, I wonder if she knew their real names.
Yeah.
That's exciting, just hanging
probably
out with
not.
Somebody who got a different identity.
Right.
That's the kind of stuff I'm into. Honestly, honestly, that's dating in LA. You don't know who the fuck you're dating. They just tell you whatever. Actually, especially in New York, you don't know who the fuck you're dating because everybody got 37,000 jobs. That's everybody true. Walks everywhere, so you're really not seeing anybody get out of any vehicles. Mm-hmm. You don't really know what anybody's life is.
Oh, interesting. That's right. Because you can't. You can judge if somebody... based on what the vehicle they're driving.
Now you can't. Oh, I will say okay. that. You like a lot of people drive around their mortgages. Mm-hmm. And I went on a date once with this guy who was driving like an S-Class Mercedes-Benz. And it was really nice. Wow. And we started talking. And he had mentioned something about a payday loan. He's like, years ago, I took out a payday loan. And I said, oh, my God, you took out a payday loan? I said, so is your credit, like, really shot now? Because those are predatory. And right. he was like, yeah, I'm working on rebuilding it. I said, are you leasing that vehicle? He goes, yeah, I'm leasing. I was like, oh, I bet that payment's really high, huh? He was like, yeah, it's pretty high. I was like, where do you live right now? He's like, oh, I'm living with my friend. He's with his wife and his baby, but I'm about to move out and get my own spot. I was like, oh, okay, so you have three roommates, and one of them is a child, and you're driving a Benz that you can't afford, and your credit is shot. Yeah.
Gator Boots.
I'm basically Annalise Keaton. I'm Annalise Keaton of dating broke niggas. I come in with my briefcase and I wobble walk over and I find out if that nigga's broke, okay? Like I said, you ride clean, but your ass ain't got no job.
But I... Okay, sorry, yes. We can't.
No, that was amazing. Oh, wait, I was... Okay, you were doing... who is that? Who sings that song?
Of course I blank on the name immediately when you ask me. Stay Fly by it's gonna come to us.
Is
it Birdman?
It's Birdman.
That's right, Birdman.
Birdman, Stay Fly. I Stay Fly. Yeah. And I was singing Chicken Head.
Right.
You riding clean, but your gas tank is on me.
Right.
Show up in a club, no decent shoes on your feet. Hey, listen, you gotta listen to those lyrics, ladies. Don't say I never gave you anything.
Mm-hmm.
All right, guys, we're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
Scams, cons.
All right, guys, and we're back with my favorite segment of the show, as I say every week, Historic Hoodwings. Mm. So this is when I'm going to regale John with an infamous con, and we'll just get his thoughts. Obviously, I love this guy. He's from one of the countries that really just perfected scamming in such a magnificent way, Nigeria. You know, when you think about the origin, when you think about ground zero for fraud, right. You know, two places come in mind for me. One is Brooklyn, New York, and the other one is Nigeria, the country.
It's true. It's true.
And listen, shout out to all my Nigerians, Omo Niger. Mm-hmm. I love y'all so much. It's no shade. It's just we know.
We get it.
And also we're proud, and I'm proud of this man. And I think by the end you'll be proud of him too.
Okay.
So this is Nigerian scammer Emmanuel Wood. So he has an N in front of the last name Wood. It's N W U D E. But I have so many Nigerian friends, so I know that you don't pronounce the N. It's
wow,
Wood.
You're cultured.
Like what? You know what I mean?
You are so.
I eat fufu. Also, I'm black. I need to say that every show. If you don't know yet, I am black. So I'm allowed to say all these things because I don't know where I'm from in Africa. Okay, probably somewhere where they could dock a boat. You know, that could be anywhere on the West. So this is my culture.
Right.
So this is Nigerian scammer Emmanuel Nude. Love is why. Oh my God! I said the N. No, Wood.
You set yourself
damn
up
it.
For it.
Okay.
Oh my God.
So Emmanuel is a fraud artist.
Wow, that's look at that fraud artist.
Put some respect
Put
on
some
my
respect
man's
on
name. And former director of Union Bank of Nigeria. He's also known for defrauding Nelson Skaguchi, a director at Brazil's Banco Noreste. Based in São Paulo, of 242 million
Whoa.
Of them things.
Holy crap. I did not think that was going to be million. Like,
million.
I was like, woo, 242,000, that's respectable. Million?
Oh, did you not hear fraud artiste? Okay.
Honestly, my bad. My bad.
You thought we were playing? Okay.
Okay, let's go.
Right, let's get it, okay? Okay,
this is the Hall of Fame right here.
Absolutely. So, his handsome accomplices, I don't need to read off their names, but you know I can pronounce them.
We just need to know they're handsome.
Handsome and wealthy. Okay. So, once upon a time, before he carried out the third largest banking scam in history, top three. Yes. Top two, and I'm not number two, would have been better, Emmanuel. You should have scammed a little higher. So he was an average guy who worked at the as a director of the Union Bank of Nigeria. In addition to regular income that his job gave him, it also gave him access to a lot of classified documents and information.
Mm-hmm. Information is key.
Information is paramount. And opportunity. We all know scammers, when you start to really work inside a business, you always learn what the cracks are. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You know if they're going to notice if you take 12 staplers home or not. And you start to figure that stuff out. And then it starts with the staplers. And then you're like, oh, maybe I'll take home these forms.
I love fashion, okay? But we all know buying the latest and the greatest constantly is a little bit of a scam to the planet, which is why I love Nuuly. It's a subscription clothing rental service that's all about helping you have fun and get creative with your style. Sometimes you put something on the gram and you could be like, oh, well, it's dead now. Well, with Nuuly, you can keep having fresh fits. And you're helping the planet. Try out trending styles, colors, silhouettes, and then you can send it back for something new. Okay? Come on, Nuuly. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month, access to thousands of styles for more than 400 brands with inclusive sizing. I know that's right. It's fast, free shipping and returns with professional cleaning in Nuuly's state-of-the-art laundering facility. Plus, the option to buy whatever you love, which I love that because sometimes I put on a piece and I'm like, it's mine now. So you can buy it from Nuuly. I love using Nuuly because the free shipping, it's really quick, and the pieces are really nice quality. Also, I love that the orders, like when I got mine, it was shipped in a recyclable, reusable tote. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles. But right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code GODDESS20. Just go to Nuuly.com. That's Nuuly with 2 U's. And enter the code GODDESS20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com. Nuuly with 2 U's with code GODDESS20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Close your eyes. Open your mind. And imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials. Aren't you all of a sudden Diane Keaton walking on a sand beach thinking about your life? Yes, you can get this kind of luxury with unbeatable prices at Quince because they're here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within your grasp, honey. They have 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops. Y'all know I have the silk tops. I actually just went back and got the washable silk slip dresses. I got one in red, I got one in cream, and I got one in black because I'm about to be out here stunting in my quiet luxury. Y'all know I love the sweatsuits. I actually went back and got the sweatsuit in blue and pink, and I got the shorts. They got shorts to match with the sweatsuit too, so when it's hot girl summer, I can have my thighs out, but my arms can be warm. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Hoochies never get cold. So indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/goddess for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. That's quince.com/goddess to get free shipping and 365 day returns. quince.com/goddess.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden starting March 19th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
No, I'm going to take a whole filing cabinet home to my house. You know what I mean? Like,
why you need a filing cabinet?
Why don't I?
For all these files that I'm stealing.
Look, I got to get organized, okay? I started stealing a couple files.
I don't know if this is a scam artist or a klepto.
I have an Office Depot that I run out of my home. So, In 1995, after he quits his job as director of the Union Bank of Nigeria, Wood used information from his former job to pretend to be Paul Oguma. Paul. So Paul, the governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria. Then the fake governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, so this is Emmanuel pretending to be Paul, convinced Nelson Skaguchi, a director of Brazil's Banco Nordeste, to buy stake in Nigeria's newest airport.
I love the accent at the end.
Nigeria is going to have a new airport, eh? And it is going to be so nice, eh? You will want to put your plane there.
Absolutely.
Yes? I'm gonna get canceled by the Nigerian community. Fight me! No, don't. Please, you're fashion. If the Brazilian bank director got in on the ground floor when the airport was being built, he would get about a $10 million commission as well as dividends on his airport investment.
There you go.
So he's like, listen, I know that there are no contracts. I know I cannot show you actual contracts on the building. But the building is going to be there. And if you get in on the ground floor, then you will make so much money. I cannot actually provide you with any forms.
Okay, so no forms?
Oh, no. I do not have any forms for you today, but listen to me.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
$10 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. I want you to give me $242 million.
Right, okay. Wait, hold on. So my investment... my investment is 24 times the amount... that I'm gonna get back?
Yes, but you are not thinking about the money that you stand to gain.
Ah, got you. Okay, yeah. Well,
don't miss this opportunity. There is someone calling me right now. Hold on.
I gotta be honest. You're so handsome. I don't know if it's because you're handsome, but I think we gotta do business together.
Listen, has a man ever defrauded you out of $242 million?
Never. Never, and this will not be the first day that it happens.
So, eager to cash in on this sweet deal, just like Jonathan just showed us,
Horny Skaguchi.
paid Wood $191 million in cash and $51 million in outstanding interest. Despite the lack of a physical airport, which was promised would take several years to approve because of construction, in 1997, the money trail started to chirp up. So, 2 years later, they're like...
The money trail. That's what got him. Not the fact that this airport didn't exist and there was no construction crews or nothing.
Oh, Skaguchi, my friend, why are you calling me today?
Hey, yeah, I drove by that lot that you said we were going to start building that airport in. There's nothing there.
What?
Yeah, no.
Oh, no. You must not look closely enough. There is a sign on the ground that says airport's coming soon.
Mm-hmm. No, actually, I did see that sign. It was written in crayon.
What?
Yeah, red crayon. And it feels not as legitimate.
Oh, did you see the picture of the airplane on the sign?
Yeah, Yeah, I just thought, you know, it has been 2 years now. So
airports take time. Have you ever built an airport?
I have not.
These sexy hands that I have built at airports before.
You do have sexy hands. Okay, you know what? I'm going to give you some more time.
Exactly how it happened. That was actually the phone call, guys.
Yeah, that was the
recreation. So lucky to have those transcripts. So that year, Spanish bank Santander just happened to make a move to acquire Banco Nordeste. That's Skaguchi's bank. But during a deep dive on their books, which I hope was like a deep Secession-style dive. Do you watch Secession?
Of course I do.
Oh, I love Secession. It's just like Empire, but with like a little bit better research.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because on Empire, they have to keep everything vague. I always talk about this. Like, I think that instead of like Lee Daniels going out and like getting information on how businesses are run, they just stick with like very vague for
right.
Yeah, right. We've talked about this. Like the company. But on Secession, they're like, the quarterly reports are down and like Kendall's doing cocaine and being sad. Oh, so good. So I hope it was like that. I hope this was like a Secession style deep dive. But in this deep dive, they found out that 2/5 of the bank's capital was registered to undisclosed accounts in the Cayman Islands. This, of course, was Wood's colossal taking of now $330 million.
Wow. Also, can we talk about the fact that the Cayman Islands are pretty much only known for like embezzling money?
I mean, that's their brand.
That's their brand.
And I've been there so many times. And the funny thing is like when you go to lots of islands, especially in the Caribbean, everyone is like super duper friendly because tourism is just such a huge export for them.
Right.
So they're trying to get your money from the gate, you know, all the way back to Absolutely. Before you leave. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Cayman Islands, they're not like that.
Because they don't need your fucking money. Because all they do is launder money. It's my bitch, like, why are you over here? Welcome to the Caymans. Go the fuck home. Are you a millionaire? No, then get the fuck out. Race out, bitch. No, you can't have no plantains, ho. These not to sell to you. Get your ass back on that Carnival cruise ship, you raggedy bitch.
Yo, they're not they mean.
Nice. Because they're like, we don't have to be.
Oh my okay? God, it's so real. It's so real.
Because the banking industry is like keeping them completely afloat. Absolutely. They're like, are you a rich white billionaire? Then raise the fuck up, Sandra. We're not braiding your daughter's hair. They are mean.
Oh my God.
Sorry if you're from the Cayman Islands. Wait, if you're from the Cayman Islands, tweet me. Tweet me and tell me if I'm right.
That would be incredible.
I heard y'all don't like tourists, and I've experienced it as well. I was also, I'm sure, black. Sure. Y'all don't know if I'm from here.
They knew immediately.
Also, I could be from there. Again, the diaspora. I will reiterate this throughout the show to legitimize my horrible accents. Okay? So... The fraud was like, oh, this is the other thing that I want to point out. Two-fifths of the bank's capital. That's my guy. Wild. Scargucci. You invested, and they let you. People let you
and
do this.
And they let you do this.
Two-fifths of all your bank's money.
That's wild.
In an airport you've never seen. Did you even visit the lot where the airport was supposed to be at?
No, he definitely didn't.
This is like this is
the other thing that I think about with these stuff with these kind of things is like people have way too much money. When I drop $5, I open my wallet and I'm like, where my $5 go? I start tracing my steps. I start asking people, hey man, you see $5 on the street? I turn over couch cushions. You know, I'm in the car looking in the cracks. How they just gonna let $300 million just, and then it, 2 years? After 2 years, then they go, wait a minute, where?
There's literal smoke coming out of John's ears.
Right, we're missing some money.
We're missing a little bit of money. Wait, Scargucci, can you come here?
Yo,
hey,
man.
Hey, fam. So we were just digging through these books. It's Santander. Let me put on my Spanish accent. The people of Santander were digging through the books, and we just have a couple of preguntas for you. ¿Dónde está el dinero? Where is the money?
Yeah, you had over $1 trillion, and now it's three. It's only 900 million.
Yeah, that's not what we were promised when we saw. Okay. Oh, you gave it to a sexy African. Okay.
Oh.
Okay.
Oh, that's okay.
This is also 1995, so I imagine technology is just so trash. Like, whenever I think of 1995, I think of the movie Ghost.
That's
and
true.
People typing on computers, and for some reason, there was, like, green letters.
God damn. That's, man, 1995. This was in 1995?
Yeah.
That means that money was even more than it is now.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Wow. So, why do they make a movie about this dude?
I think they are going to.
Okay, they better. They made a movie about some white dude who just scammed a couple of banks. But like, right, like, that dude, Leonardo DiCaprio, like, how much money did he steal?
I don't know.
Definitely not $242 million.
Exactly. Not a flex like this. He's not number two.
He ain't number two.
So, the fraud was uncovered after the December 1997 joint board meeting. So, they had a meeting. Everybody pulled up to the meeting. What a uncomfortable meeting. Mm-hmm, yeah, you might as well just get some water first. Yeah. You can have a little water. Well, let's get to it. Bitch, where is all our money? So this led to a criminal investigation in Brazil, Britain, Nigeria, Switzerland, and the United States. I mean, if the U.S. ain't getting parts, then are you really even doing crime?
Of course, yeah.
Come on now.
You know, world police.
World police and world criminal.
That's true.
We are the good cop and the bad cop.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, nobody can police your crime if you're the police.
We are our own police. God, it's a huge problem. Laugh to keep from crying. Unfortunately for the Brazilian bank director, the Abuja Airport, that was the name, Abuja.
It's a good name.
That sounds like a nice airport. Where are you flying into, Abuja?
Abuja
at 10 a.m.?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. It was a complete fiction. Ta-da. But by the time he figured it out, Wood and his accomplices had already fled with the money. Duh.
Well, of course.
I don't even know why y'all
really
went
got a 2 year head start.
No, we only listen. We are only 2 years behind. We will find them.
We're gonna find them, okay?
And like Liam Neeson hopped on a plane 5 minutes after his daughter was taken. Y'all waited 2 years. Y'all ain't getting that shit back. I don't care how many people you neck chop. You're not getting that money back. So
Wood got away with it until 2004. Woo. So just to do that quick math, yeah, that's 7 years.
7 years.
Of just
after they found out about
luxury.
It.
Luxury. Mm-hmm. Woo. When he was brought before Abuja High Court and charged with 86 counts of fraudulently seeking advanced fees and 16 counts of bribery. We're going to get into these bribery counts because they are fun.
16 counts.
So, however, after rumors that Wood handsomely bribed the court staff that also charged him with bribery, the case was thrown out.
Of course it was. My man got $242 million.
You ain't liking nobody ever got that kind of money.
And we already know this. People who are rich, they don't go to prison.
But you know, it's always white people who are rich who don't go to
prison.
Right,
exactly.
So you love to see a black man skate away like mm-hmm, this. Mm-hmm. You truly do. Like,
but he was in Nigeria. Right.
That's
right.
Another thing, right? Yeah. So he's in his home
country.
They were just like.
And everybody like, hey,
Wood, what you did is so wrong. Is that money you are putting on my table? You know I cannot take that. Okay, turn around.
Just gonna leave this $100,000 here on the table.
I am going to have to charge you with one more count of bribery for trying to bribe me, but then I will throw all the charges out.
I'll charge you and then I'll throw out the charges.
I'll throw out those charges.
So, according to Nigel, the group pleaded not guilty and were warned not to bribe court officials after the alleged money was going around. So basically, they went to court and they were like, hey, don't bribe anybody. Don't bribe me. Don't you come into my chambers and give me a suitcase full of money. Don't you do it.
If you try to give me $250,000, that would be wrong, especially if you left it at 321 Maplewood Drive.
In unmarked bills that were clean. But don't do that.
Don't do that.
So in July 2004, Judge Lal Gumi threw out the case again, claiming that since the crime did not take place in Abuja, he had no jurisdiction and said that the proper place would be Lagos High Court. So he got bribed probably.
Absolutely.
And was like, you know what? Actually, this ain't none of my damn business. I need to mind my business. You know, as a court officer of the court, I need to mind my business.
Listen, my mom always told you, mind your own business. So this ain't my business.
An African proverb. So as soon as they are let out and they assume they're, you know, free, the defendants were immediately rearrested as soon as they stepped outside of the courthouse. So they didn't get much freedom.
Damn, okay.
So in the Lagos trial, Wood attempted to bribe...
Why not?
Woo, didn't we tell you to stop bribing people?
He got endless money. What else is he about to do?
We told you don't bribe nobody else. Damn.
I love it because they couldn't find his money. So, like, he's still able to bribe people.
He's, like, showing up to court in, like, Rolls Royces and, like, a full gold suit.
They're like, hey, where's your money at?
He's like, I do not know. But I know I could find some of it for you.
Oop.
And I, oop. So then Wooch attempts to bribe Nuha Ribadu. I'm probably not saying that right. Okay. I'm so sorry. Who was then the chairman of the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, the EFCC, with $75,000 cash. Okay, so here's my issue, Woo. $75,000
came too low, man.
You came in way too low. Your offer was offensive.
That was offensive.
And that's probably why it didn't work out.
Yeah,
Like, you stole $242 million.
Yeah, you can't be bribing $75,000. Nah, that's too low.
That's trying to give me, like, it's going to give me $75. Yeah. Like, hey, make this go away.
Nah, you're going to jail now.
Just on pettiness. So he refused, obviously, mm-hmm, because it wasn't enough money. And Wood was charged with attempted bribery again, as well as an attempt to kidnap a prosecuting witness. So,
What? Where'd that come from?
It's escalated quickly.
Who he paying now?
So he was like, fine, you don't want to take my $75,000? I'm going to pay that to somebody else who going to kidnap me.
Yeah, goddamn.
75 is all I'm giving. That's right. My final offer. Like, you can't play hardball when you're trying to go to jail. So during the trial, there was a bomb scare that caused the courthouse to be evacuated. Curious.
Okay. I don't know what the plan was with that one, though. You just...
That's only going to get you like 2 hours. Yeah, some bomb sniffing dog.
What are you trying to accomplish with this?
That reminds me of that Dave Chappelle gif where he's playing the president and he sits down at the table and like tosses over the pitcher of water and runs. Like this was Wood's like Scooby-Doo ass trying to escape. Like that's not enough time, Wood. Nah, you thought you was going to get to Canada by
then?
Like what are you doing? You didn't build your fake airport, so you got to fly out the regular one. Like what? I can't. So... Emmanuel and Nazirbi.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, Lord Jesus.
You're doing really good. You're doing really well with these
I'm
names.
Not. I put the N there. It's supposed to be Zirbi.
Oh, that's right.
There we go.
Flip.
Fuck. So Emmanuel and Zirbi. Okali.
I like it.
Ooh, we're going to go with it, guys. Pleaded guilty after testimony in hopes of a more lenient sentence and were sentenced to 29 years in prison collectively, with Wood receiving 5 concurrent sentences of 5 years, totaling 25 years, and Okali receiving 4. So Okali only got 4 years. Wood got 25 years. I don't understand why the sentences are consecutive. I guess what they're trying to do is to make sure you can't plead out and not serve all of them.
I think they just, because they want him to go to jail for a long time for what he did.
Yeah, but here's the thing. So, the entirety of Wood's assets were confiscated to be returned to the victim,
right,
and $10 million fine was imposed to be paid to the Nigerian federal government.
Okay.
So,
wait, he got his $10 million.
Now, Nigeria, why he got to pay you? He didn't scam y'all. He didn't scam y'all. He scammed Brazil. They're like, and you know what? Give us $10 million as well, because
yeah,
we know you got it.
I mean, we had to put you on trial.
That was expensive.
Yeah, that cost... $10 million.
And what about that bomb threat that we gave you the cell phone to call in for?
Mm-hmm. That cost $10 million.
Canines are expensive. So, Mood filed a lawsuit to recover his seized assets after they were released from prison. After he was released from prison. Do you want to guess what year he was released from prison?
Well, I mean, clearly it was not the 25-year sentence he was supposed to serve.
I want you to give me a ballpark guess of how many years.
Okay, so he went to prison, say, what, like 2005?
2004.
I mean, okay, you know, white-collar crime, they probably get out in like 3 years, but I'm going to add 3 more because he's black, so 6.
But he in a black country.
Oh, that's true. So let me subtract 2.
I love this. I love the racism math. Okay, right. Everybody's black.
Okay, 4 years.
Wow. You're close, but no cigar. He got out in 2006.
Damn!
My guy was in the clink for less than 2 years.
How?
Ciao. A king. So he filed a lawsuit after doing less than 2 years in jail to recover his seized assets once he was released from prison on the grounds that some of the assets were acquired before the crime was committed. He was like, okay, some of that money was mine, is basically what he said.
Interesting.
He has already reclaimed at least $52 million.
Amazing.
The scam was the third largest banking fraud scam in the world. And it popularized advanced fee fraud syndrome, meaning that now when people want money up front, which I've talked about on an episode with Lauren Lapkus, reimbursement, I don't do reimbursement. I want pre-imbursements. I want my money up front.
Right.
But now that's a nerve-wracking thing for people because they worry, like, what if I give you $300 million for an airport and you never build it?
Right.
So, advance fee fraud is a type of fraud in which businesses and individuals are required to pay an advance fee. It's pretty self-explanatory. The targets of the fraud, which include businesses and individuals, receive a solicitation with someone posing as a business or representative of the government, promising large sums of money will be deposited once they reach their target. To ensure this, the recipient of the letter is asked to pay a certain percentage of the total amount. And it's always like a wire or a transfer. Anytime somebody's telling you they're going to wire you money, like, immediately become afraid.
Right.
And this type of fraud is sometimes called 419 fraud after the relevant section of the Nigerian criminal code. So now he has his own crime named after him. I'm proud of him.
Hall of Fame.
Emmanuel, you have a crime named after you and you are full on free and a full on millionaire. Shout out to Emmanuel, a king.
I mean, seriously, I'm just thinking about all of the... You know, not to make this about race, but like seriously though, they mad scam like movies made with like white people scamming people, and that they don't even come close to what this dude did.
And he's free.
He got out in 2 years, just like just like any other white person would. Man, right. That's amazing. That's truly inspiring.
Right.
I mean, he stole $52 million, but honestly, those people probably shouldn't have had that much money to begin with.
Right. They're hoarding it, to be honest.
They are hoarding it.
Is he not redistributing the wealth? He's out here paying every government employee.
Everybody he bribing everybody.
I want you to think about the little girl whose daddy is a judge, mm-hmm. and that Christmas she got that doll that she wanted, or that Beyonce tickets that she wanted. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like, think about how many blessings Emmanuel created for the people in his life that he scammed.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And that he bribed.
I love it.
Now, one person did get kidnapped, maybe.
Was it threatened to kidnap or
I think it might have been threatened to kidnap, attempted kidnap.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not even that bad.
Nah,
like, a woman who walks down the street, I'm pretty sure people have been attempting to kidnap me every day. And I'm doing okay. bad did this man really do? All right, guys. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Robbery and fraud.
And we're back. Wait, this went by really fast, Jonathan.
I mean, so fast.
We've reached the last segment of the show.
Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, I am too. So this is Scammer of the Week.
Okay.
So this is when we pick like one honorary charlatan who's worthy of our praise. And we just share their exploits with the world.
I love it.
So this year's Scammer of the Week is Jeffrey Wall of Freeport. A Maine concert promoter who raised over $3 million from investors allegedly falsely telling them that the money was going to be used to host Christian music festivals and that profits were guaranteed.
Okay. Guys, right back in the Christian world.
Christian Coachella. Ooh.
Christian Coachella. You know.
You can be as problematic as regular Coachella. There's just like maybe no drugs and sex, but you can wear a flower crown and or an Indian headdress.
That's right. That's right. You can lift those praise hands in the air.
Can we drink wine and call it communion?
You can sip some
communion.
You can
have
wine.
They probably could serve White Claws.
Listen, you can get high on the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Okay.
You heard it here first from Jonathan. So the Lighthouse Events LLC, gotta have an LLC, founded by Jeffrey Wall, described itself as a Christian ministry that promotes, organizes, and hosts music concerts and festivals. Wall solicited investments from companies through emails. One which read, "Become a financial partner with our summer festivals. Help us spread the message of Christ. Plus, earn 20% on your investment."
Why? Wait, so I can save people and make this money?
Yes.
I can serve both masters. Oh, kidnugget.
We getting sanctified and we getting dividends.
Oh, amazing.
So, the 20% on your investment is trash. So regulators say that Wall did not disclose his company's poor finances and growing dues. Instead of Christian concerts, investor funds were allegedly used to pay off his existing debt. So now I want to know what scam he was doing before this.
I love that he just did a whole scam just to pay off some debt.
Probably from his last scam. When you're like a career scammer, you're always looking for your next income fill.
Right.
So now he was like, I'll just send out unsolicited emails. And this worked.
And it worked. It worked.
So the defendant's actions constitute what is known as affinity fraud, which refers to investment scams that prey upon members of identifiable groups such as religious or ethnic communities. In this case, the defendants defrauded investors who shared Wall's religious views. So I guess he found... Oh, wait, is this the guy? This is Wall. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Look at his bland-ass family. Oh, my God. If these people walked past me, even after staring at this photo, I'm like Keke Palmer. I could stare at this for 2 hours and I'd be like, I don't know this man.
It's truly the most, like, generic looking.
I've never seen a more generic looking family. They should all be scammers. I would never remember any of their faces.
Oh my, wow. I'm forgetting them as I look at them. Like, I'm staring at them and I'm forgetting.
It's like, I could be friends with them for years and then
I could see them in a Starbucks while I'm waiting for coffee. And I
truly want to know the backstory of like what that debt was. You know what I mean?
Right. He might be murdering people.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
I encourage you guys to look up Jeffrey Wall and just look at his face. Like, these people, I can't.
So he just emailed people and he got the money?
Yes. Wow. He was sending out unsolicited emails promising Jesus and 20%. And you know, Jesus only asked for 10. I said, that's more than Jesus wants from me. That's a steal. He said, look, I'm giving
I will multiply your loaves and fishes.
That's literally what the email said. With Christian Coachella.
With Christian Coachella. All your favorite Christian artists.
Yeah, who are our favorite Christian artists? This is like Christian rock.
This is like Chris Tomlin. Okay, this is like
Sean McDonald. Does he still make music?
I don't know, but I think so.
You know, I do love that song, Take My Hand, though. Take my hand to the promised land, love you, wanna where I stand, but I cannot do it all on my own. I need you. You know what I need in the need to be, Lord, by your side, but I cannot hide, Lord, now I know that I need you. Listen, I'm from Texas, okay, so I had to listen to Christian rock.
Yes, absolutely.
And it forced upon my ears, but I loved it. I would totally, like, do Molly and... and wear a flower crown and just be out there like, na 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 na. We're the only black person there. So they know it's a scam. We knew it was a scam when we saw that one black lady on Molly in a headdress.
Oh, man.
But, okay, so this is something that happens a lot. Mm-hmm. And it happens with different groups. It happens with a lot of hate groups as well.
That makes sense. Groups
that kind of hate, like, gay people or hate, you know what I mean? Like, they get scammed by...
Hey.
Like, look, we also hate. Who do y'all hate? Hold on. I'm sorry. Which who do you hate specifically?
So here's the thing. We're holding a rally, a Klan rally.
Oh, okay.
Okay. We're going to take down all of these blacks and Jews and queers. And all we need is a small investment of $100 and you will get 20% off. You will get 20% return on your investments once the white race takes
has
over.
Taken back supremacy. As soon as we get the supremacy back.
As soon as we get the supremacy back.
We're going to give you your 20% on your investment. I promise you. Okay? Just wait for the day.
I promise you.
That, what's his name? Duke something?
Mm-hmm. David Duke.
Wait till David Duke.
Listen, we promise you 40 acres and a mule. That's right. White reparations. Just give us $100 and you're going to get your white reparations.
I would love to, we need to run this scam, John. White reparations. And we just hit up racist groups and we're like, black people always said they needed the 40 acres and the mule, but we know we need it.
We know we need it.
Our email address is like whitey at gmail.com.
Whitey at gmail.com.
Definitely a white person at gmail.com. Caucasians. Yes, but as soon as we do get the supremacy, we will give you a 20% return on your investment, okay?
Absolutely.
All right.
All right.
We've reached the end of the show. Is that crazy?
That's so crazy.
Well, I have to ask you, John, there's one more thing.
So
this was a two-parter, and I was gonna not read the other part. I was just gonna save it from Shandy. But since we have a little bit of extra time, and I know you guys will be pissed at me if I leave early, I am gonna read this.
Please do.
So this is also from Shandy. She said this is a scam that happened in her adult life. She says, I once worked with a woman who faked having cancer for 4 full months. She stopped coming to work. She said she was undergoing chemo treatments. She started wearing a head wrap and even waxed off her eyebrows. Now that's commitment. The employer paid all of her insurance premiums, so somehow they were able to check up on her progress. And once they got suspicious and discovered that she wasn't sick at all, she was just sitting at home collecting her VP level paycheck and waxing off her eyebrows.
She pretended to have cancer just so she didn't have to go to work.
Like, you know,
like literally just so she didn't have to go to work.
First of all, people just call out sick. She's trying to call out dead. Like,
how my question about a scam like that is like, how do you, where, what was the end? Where was the exit? You know what I mean? Like, how'd you think you were going to get out of that?
Like, were you just going to come back and, like, maybe, like, have short hair wigs and then, like, eventually have a long hair wig?
You have to keep up this story literally for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. Like,
you have to keep telling people that you beat cancer and you never did.
And this is a scam that I don't know if I commend this one. Mm-hmm, just because there's so many people who have this disease and cannot afford treatment.
Yeah.
So it is really fucked. And also, you're at a VP level position, which means that you've ascertained a certain amount of skills. If you don't like your job, just
quit.
Get another
Go get another
one.
Job.
But
stop
instead,
being lazy.
You went and got you some Nair, and you went down to the black hair care store and got you some scarves. You probably got it in
it's
the
It's also
same
a
place.
Lazy scam, too. It's just like, she just told people she had cancer and then waxed their eyebrows. Shaved their head.
She didn't shave her head. I think she just
put waxed her eyebrows. She just put her head in a head wrap.
So then what are you doing when you're not at work
right.
with your bald face?
I don't know. I guess she's just living her life.
How do...
Man, what a boring person.
This is trash. Like, honestly, and you know I love scams, but I will have to condemn the scam lazy, not inventive. There's a lack of ingenuity here. There's
Truly.
Also, you know what I mean? There's a lack of forethought to the end goal. Like, what was going to happen, sis?
I also want, if you're going to commit that hard to having cancer, like, you got to milk that for more than just
4 months.
You know what I mean?
She must be milking it other places, because otherwise, how is she going out? Like, what is she going to Bunko night? And they're like,
well,
hey,
do you
girl.
Think she continued the scam outside of that life? Do you think she got, like, you know, people, like, buying her things or just feeling
she
sorry for her?
Have. She had
you know?
To have.
I mean, I don't
how
know
do
if she would need this, but you
having
can.
Having eyebrows. If you're not, like, I don't know, like a 19-year-old frat boy, like, why don't you have eyebrows, ma'am? Like, people are going to ask.
Yeah.
I truly don't. Sis, I'm not here for this scam. I'm going to condemn this scam. And maybe from here on out, maybe I will do one scam that I condemn. But this one is one
I like
that I definitely condemn.
A scam that you condemn.
Just to balance things out. Because I am getting a lot of emails that are like, Lacey, you really motivated me to start doing fraud. And I'm like.
Wait. Oh, no. Uh-oh, the opposite of the Lord's work.
Listen, don't put that on me, okay? Because anything, a good scammer can manipulate any narrative to fit their own, okay?
Right. I'm distancing myself from this. I'm not a scammer. I do not do these kinds of scams, okay?
These
My scams
scam
are petty, man. My scams are small. I go to Chipotle. I order some chips. I walk away from the counter, and I come back, and I say, can I get a side of salsa? And then they give it to me for free. But if I order chips and salsa, I have to pay an extra $1 for that.
That's beautiful.
See, that's a little shortcut.
Look at that.
That's
guys.
For everybody to know.
And is
Go to Chipotle. You want chips and salsa? Order chips. Walk away from the counter.
Walk away. Now walk far.
You gotta
away.
Walk. You gotta walk away.
Don't walk you where know, they can still see you and then turn let, around.
And then come right back and say, actually, can I have a side of salsa? And they go, oh yeah. And what kind? And then you tell them what kind, and they give you the side of salsa.
I'm gonna up the scam one. Get the chips. Walk away. Shave off your eyebrows. Come back. Get the salsa.
Get the salsa. And they go, what happened to your eyebrows? I have cancer. They just fell off.
Oh, God.
And then they give you a free burrito.
I would appreciate that scam more than this woman scamming her job like this. But thank you so much, Shandy. You are a wealth of scam information. Guys, we've reached the end of the show. John, I just have one question.
Yes.
Where do you want to be found? I don't ask where people can find you.
Oh, wow.
I want to know where you want to be found.
I like that because they could find me in places I don't want to be found.
Exactly.
Yeah, like my house. You can find me, or I would like you to find me on Twitter and Instagram at John Braylock, JonBraylock. My podcast, of course, Black Men Can't Jump in Hollywood. Please listen to that on Apple or Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcast. And of course, this show, Astronomy Club, on Netflix, which depending on when this comes out, it comes out December 6th. So if it's past then, go watch now. And if it's not past then, December 6th. Put it in your calendar, baby. All right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. That was such a good plug. I love that. Guys, as per usual, you can find me, Lacey Mosley, at D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I on all platforms. And if you'd like to contact the show, scamgoddesspod@gmail.com. Only retired scam guys. I'm not trying to fuck up your bag. And if you want to follow us on the Instagram and the Twitter, it's scamgoddesspod. All right, congregation, stay scheming.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.